This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Enterprising Nonprofits is a collaborative program that provides grants and technical assistance to nonprofit organizations to support the development or growth of their social enterprises. Enterprising Nonprofits, called ENP for short, originated and continues to operate in British Columbia, but ENP initiatives have also emerged in Alberta and Toronto. The organizations are part of a growing movement of interest in social enterprises using capitalistic strategies to achieve philanthropic goals.
We're joined on the phone by David LePage, who is the program manager at Enterprising Nonprofits in British Columbia. Welcome to People First Radio, David.
Thank you very much.
David, nonprofits or charitable organizations have reasons for wanting to start social enterprises. What are those reasons?
We break it down to primarily three reasons for a nonprofit to look at a business vehicle. One of them is to meet community needs or needs in the marketplace that aren't met with a traditional business model. This might be something like in a rural community where, you know, a business model may not work specifically for having a local food security system. So having a farmer's market in the community helps bring the producers and the purchasers together. Or it may be really something in the marketplace, such as, you know, employment for people with disabilities, which, you know, often doesn't happen in the traditional business model, but in a social enterprise can really be their objective. There are others nonprofits that really use social enterprise to help them achieve their mission, especially when they're working in arts and culture and environmental issues. And then the third reason we look at is actually for the revenue generation that can happen with social enterprise. So it can really help with the financial sustainability of the nonprofit.
Now, social enterprise can take many different forms as well. What are some of the forms that social enterprises take?
Oh, they cover every kind of business you can think of. A lot of people know about the model, the thrift store model, where it can be a nonprofit running a thrift store for, you know, maybe the thrift store helps provide access for low-income families to clothing and household goods, or the income from the thrift store might support the nonprofit activities. We've seen thrift stores, social enterprises, a lot of them. If you think of the arts, many of the arts groups, you know, they rely on grants, but they also rely on all of us to be purchasing tickets and to their performances as part of their business model. You'll see social enterprises involved in farmers markets are a good example in food security. We see them in the environmental, especially around educational programs, et cetera. So we haven't really seen a business model that doesn't work as a social enterprise. It really is dependent upon what's the need, you know, because social enterprise is really, you know, the business is a means to help the nonprofit be successful. So if we remember that social enterprise is really a verb, and it's really a means to helping the nonprofit become more successful, then the business model just becomes the means or the tool to help meet a community need.
Enterprising Nonprofits as an organization itself is a collaborative program that provides grants and technical assistance to nonprofit organizations supporting the development or growth of their social enterprises. How does Enterprising Nonprofits work?
Well, we're kind of a unique program. We're located physically at the Van City Community Foundation, which is one of our funders, but we actually have a coalition of 9 funders. So that includes Coast Capital Credit Union, Van City Credit Union, the Vancouver Foundation, which, you know, Vancouver Foundation has been one of our funders for 15 years now. We also have the participation of the Columbia Basin Trust in the Kootenays area, the Columbia River area, Northern Development Trust in the north, Southern Interior Trust, all of which, you know, support E&P activities in their area of the province. And then we also have support from an anonymous donor, and this year we have support from the province as we're developing some learning modules to increase the business skills in the nonprofit sector.
You also do some work in helping to create a supportive public policy environment for social enterprise. Tell us more about that.
Well, one of the areas that is really important for social enterprise as it evolves as a sector and as a tool for nonprofits is to have access to the appropriate public policy infrastructure. So when we start to look at things like currently if you're an investor and you invest in certain private sector businesses, you can get a tax credit from the province, like if you invest in the film industry. So we feel that if you're investing in social enterprise should have access to those same benefits that are given to private businesses. So those are some of the issues. We're also, E&P is part of the Advisory Council on Social Entrepreneurship for the Premier, and this is an opportunity for us to contribute to how do we support social entrepreneurship and the nonprofit sector working with the provincial government. So making sure that, you know, public policy is actually supporting the nonprofit sector to be more successful is really, and social enterprise being one aspect of that, how do we work together with the private sector, with government, and with the nonprofit sector, you know, because we're all trying to build healthy communities, and public policy also oftentimes can give us the tools and help facilitate whether it's access to markets, you know, like government purchasing, private sector purchasing, or whether it's access to the appropriate financing at the right time in the right place. So it's really looking at, you know, just like the province supporting our learning modules, I mean, that's a way for government to really facilitate the building of the skills within the nonprofit sector.
This is People First Radio, only on CHLY 101.7 FM and streaming at chly.ca.
According to a recent article in the journal Nonprofit Quarterly, nonprofits are constantly advised to diversify their revenue streams and to explore earned income opportunities, such as business ventures, as a key strategy. But it's exceedingly difficult to find early-stage feasibility planning with grants or unrestricted income, especially for nonprofits. The Vancouver-based organization Enterprising Nonprofits is managed as a collaborative project of 9 funding entities, including foundations, credit unions, economic development corporations, and provincial government. In June, ENP awarded 23 grants, averaging under $10,000 each, to support business planning and feasibility analysis for a diverse array of nonprofit business ventures across British Columbia. We're speaking with ENP's program manager, David LePage.
David, what are some of the larger challenges that nonprofits and charities that have been involved in the ENP arrangements have encountered that you've seen in establishing their social enterprises?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of key challenges that nonprofits face when they move into social enterprise. One of them is that the skill set in the nonprofit sector is really based around delivery of programs and community services. And when we get into operating social enterprises, there's a need for, you know, also blending into that skill set on the nonprofit side, some of the business skills. So learning some business skills, some business language, some business practices around marketing and how you work with customers becomes, and how you do financial analysis is different for a business than it is for a nonprofit. So learning a new set of skills is definitely part of the growing effort and the maturing of the sector. The other side is to match the skill set is the appropriate culture, because many nonprofits are built on a culture of of programs, not profits, or clients, not customers. And so it's really a matter of building the capacity within the nonprofit sector around how do you, you know, start to think and act not just as a business but as a social enterprise, because in a social enterprise it's not being a nonprofit that does a business, but it's actually a nonprofit that blends together their mission, their purpose with a financial outcome. So it's really this unique situation where it's not just the social outcomes, it's not just the financial bottom line, but it's really a blended bottom line. And so the challenge in the nonprofit sector is to hold together that decision-making capacity that blends financial business success with successfully delivering on a social outcome. So this blended bottom line requires a very unique set of skills and a culture that supports that kind of activity.
What are some of the other keys to success in these ventures?
I think there's definitely the need for clarity around what the social enterprise is trying to achieve and what is success for them. So when they start to look at how do we measure success, that they're clear on what they're trying to achieve as a business. They're clear on what they're trying to achieve as a mission. So if the objective is to create employment opportunities for people with disabilities, let's say, then they need to make sure that the business model fits with that social objective. So when we look at groups like StarWorks that does packaging and has over, you know, like 50 jobs for people with development disabilities, or, you know, the Right Stuff in Trail where they employ youth at risk to get the newspaper ready for the day, they have a blended kind of situation where they understand that the business model and the social model have to work together.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to our conversation in the last few moments here?
Well, I can add our website, which is enterprisingnonprofits.ca, which has a lot of resources. And for those nonprofits that may be interested, we do a grant program. So in the spring and the fall of every year, we do a whole series across the province of orientation workshops on what is social enterprise, which are attendance at the workshop is required, and then you're eligible to apply for a business for technical assistance grant from E&P. So all of that's on our website at enterprisingnonprofits.ca, plus a whole array of other resources and learning materials.
David LePage, thank you very much for taking the time to join us today.
Okay, thank you for the opportunity to share with your audience.
David LePage has worked in the nonprofit sector for over 30 years in inner city economic development, housing, community media, and social enterprise. He is currently the program manager of Enterprising Nonprofits in British Columbia, a unique collaboration of funders who provide support for social enterprise development. You can find ENP online at enterprisingnonprofits.ca.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.